I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for May 7th, 2014. Finals week in Stillwater, Burns, with a commencement slated for Saturday. And I don't know about you, but this is always the time of year when I'm glad my collegiate days are behind me.
Yeah, you're not taking any finals. The week is going well, but then, as I say, I haven't had any final exams. We're going to have five commencements, beginning with our veterinary college at 1:30 Friday afternoon, and then we'll have the graduate commencement on Friday night at 7 p.m. We expect to graduate about 750 graduate students. And then Saturday, we have three undergraduate ceremonies for our six colleges. All these commencements will be held in Gallagher Iba Arena, and they'll be broadcast live on O-State TV, so I hope people will tune in. We're very excited about our speaker for the undergraduate ceremonies. We welcome humanitarian and OSU grad Dr. Tarara Trent as our speaker. She will speak at each one of the three ceremonies on Saturday. Tarara is a testament to education and the pathway out of poverty. She rose from childhood in Zimbabwe to earn both her bachelor's and master's degrees here at OSU. While raised in a family, she went on to receive her Ph.D. Today, her foundation is helping educate children in her home country of Zimbabwe. She's gained notoriety all over the world, but probably none quite so noteworthy as the Oprah Winfrey Show. In fact, Oprah named Dr. Trent as her all-time favorite guest. She'll offer graduates the inspiring story of hope and achievement, and we will recognize Dr. Trent with an honorary degree.
And Burns, OSU has filled two more important academic leadership positions.
The top academic position is Provost and Senior Vice President of Academic Affairs. We're pleased to announce that Dr. Gary Sandifer has been named to that position. Most recently, he served for many years as Dean of the Letters and Science College at the University of Wisconsin. That's basically their term for Dean of Arts and Sciences. It's an enormous college, I think 22,000 students in just that one college. Gary is familiar to many Oklahomans. He graduated from Medill High School and received his bachelor's degree down the road from the University of Oklahoma. He will become head of all academics at OSU, and we welcome him back to Oklahoma and to OSU. We've also named a new dean of the Spear School of Business. Dr. Ken Eastman will become our dean. He was serving as the interim dean. Ken Eastman has been at OSU for many, many years. He is an expert in leadership, performance management, and organizational politics, and we're excited to have him guiding our award-winning business school. Kelly, now it's my turn to ask you a question.
Okay.
KOSU has won a very special award from the Society of Professional Journalists for its coverage of following last May's tornadoes. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Burns, it's the Sigma Delta Chi Award from the Society of Professional Journalists presented to KOSU, KGOU, and State Impact Oklahoma, which is a collaboration of all public media in the state. And that's for our breaking news coverage of the May 20th tornado last year that devastated Moore. We were up against all of the major radio networks and local stations in the top 100 markets. We'll be recognized collectively at an awards presentation at the National Press Club in Washington in June. You know, Burns, this is a great example of success through collaboration. The public radio stations licensed to OSU and OU simply couldn't have provided the level of information and service to our listeners in the hours and days after this terrible event if we were going it alone.
Well, it's quite an achievement, Kelly, and it's a real tribute to you and your entire team. So from all the family here at OSU, congratulations, and keep up the good work.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.